Jailhouse Mail by Bill Collins. Read by Dave Joseph and Gina Preciado.
Jeanette sent me a letter from jail back in May of 75, where she was doing 9 months on a plea bargain for sale of heroin. In her letter, my big sis, 5 years older than me, touched on many topics I wish I would have been able to address at that time. But I was just 17, with all the know-it-allness that comes with that age, and was not able to respond effectively in the way she needed me to. As a matter of fact, I never responded at all.
Bill. Hey, dude. What's up? Long time no see, eh? Heard you've been really busy with school and working. I'll bet you still find time to throw in some partying, though. I'm glad to hear you've really got it together. This card is implying your forthcoming trip with your school, and also lending hope to your wish for that big trip to the Philippines and wherever else your spacey mind may take you.
Now that I'm a so-called grown-up, I'm trying to figure out how come I never wrote back or went to visit her during the time she was locked up.
It's good to know you're not following in my footsteps, because quite a few of mine have excrement on them, and it's too late to clean up the mess.
The envelope that contained a no-name greeting card titled, "Everyone has always said you would go far," in honor of my high school graduation, was lovingly decorated using about 10 different colors of fine point artist markers. The top edge of the back side of the envelope had a row of LSD-inspired psychedelic images, a cluster of multicolored hearts, planets, fantastic faces on animal bodies, disembodied floating eyes intertwined with letters that spelled out hidden words. When I squinted my eyes and focused really hard, I made out, under a smiling red demon wielding a pitchfork in one hand and flashing the V sign with the other, the words, "The devil made me do it."